What's the difference between a glass of water and the ocean? Scale. Somebody said scale. The glass. Another good answer. One you can drink, one you can't. One is a living system, although a glass of water in its own way is a living system. But the main answer that I was looking for was scale. You know, it's a monumental, essential task for a human being to be honest. What is a hypocrite? Are you the judge of someone else who's a hypocrite? Well, yes, you are. I mean, you sit and you say, look what a hypocrite that person is. But what is a hypocrite?
Someone who says something and does something else.
Someone who professes one thing but does another. Is there anyone here who isn't a hypocrite? No. There's no one listening to this that isn't a hypocrite. But you see, to know one thing and to do it is what makes the difference in whether a person is a sleeping hypocrite or a conscious one. Now, what does that mean, a sleeping hypocrite or a conscious one? A sleeping hypocrite is someone who goes through life professing the love of God, judging those that don't love God as they do in those moments when they are feeling spiritual, but ignoring completely the fact that they don't do what they say their heart longs for. A conscious hypocrite is a person who actually, in the moment where choice is possible, where one realizes, you know what, the right thing for me to do is going to be the tough thing to do. And the moment that a person decides to do the tough thing, even if they fail at it, they're no longer a hypocrite. Now, the whole idea of hypocrisy is intimately connected to one's will and desire. And I'll make this brief because I don't want to take too much of your energy with a talk before I give a main talk, but it does connect to this. We're here doing the work that we're doing because we want to be a part of divine will. We want it to be our life so that we're not in conflict first within ourselves and then with others. We're not certainly in conflict with life. But we serve life because we put first what is intended to be put first. But in order for someone to be in that will, they must learn what it means to surrender their own to it. And surrendering is not always so sweet. Surrendering often involves one heck of a battle. Because there are so many times when one knows that what one should do and then just finds that they didn't do it. And then perhaps, as most do, judge themselves, blame themselves for their weakness, and believe that blaming themselves for their inactivity, their refusal to act upon what they know is true, in blaming themselves or despising themselves, if they have that, believe that that's the proof that they're not a hypocrite. Leaving your dishes unwashed when you see they need to be washed, it's an act of hypocrisy. Knowing something needs to be done, knowing that someone maybe needs some help at some point, and refusing to lend it, knowing that someone could use encouragement, not giving it. Giving yourself in some way where it's appropriate to do, or refusing to give yourself sometimes because you know you ought not do that just because someone has asked and you're enabling them. All of those moments are places where there's a true possibility to be a different kind of human being because you're willing to enter into the fray, into that battle that exists between what is one's habitual, consensual desire that is part of the way the world is and will remain part of the world and will go down with the world. Versus taking the hard way, the way that nobody else wants. When you first hear ideas like that, it sounds pretty good. Yeah, the way nobody else wants. You know, I took the road less traveled. You know, that's me. Yeah. And then when you finally get to the point where the whole romance, where the bloom withers, and the idea of what it means to be a true aspirant, and then you get to meet the part of you that isn't an aspirant at all, but rather that seeks only to acquire means to comfort itself, then the work begins. And I say this to you because I want you to understand that there's always this moment in which one is tempted. It's a perfectly accurate word. One is tempted. All temptation, really the truest form of, if you want to use the word in quotes, evil, is the way in which desire believes it can complete itself. And it tries to complete itself through its ambitions, through its achievements, through the things that it does to give itself that sense of self as something significant. Enter into that fray. And I want to add one last thing. And don't be afraid to enter into it. How many of you kind of know ahead of time that you've tried to walk into that battle and you get rebuffed pretty darn quick, pushed back, find out you don't have what it takes. You couldn't punch your way out of a paper bag. Yes or no? By the way, if you don't say yes to it, you haven't been in the bag. But that's what it takes. It takes a willingness on your part 10,000 times to see that of yourself you haven't the strength that you've attributed to the sensation of being a spiritual person. And when you weary of the sensation of being a spiritual person, you're getting close to being spiritual.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.